I'm Theodore Henry with the JIS Evening News for Tuesday, January 3. Coming up, new police commissioner to be offered performance-based contract. Police make record number of arrests for murder last year. And sugar standards to take effect in July. The news in detail after this message.
Do not post your location on social media. Predators are always seeking potential victims online.
Always walk in groups. If you happen to be walking alone and suspect you're being followed, make an alarm or go into a crowded area to get help.
And parents, ensure you have a recent photograph of your child to assist the public in identifying him or her should your child become missing. And remember, under the ANANDA alert system, every missing child should be reported immediately to the police or the Office of the Children's Registry.
All attorneys to whom court cases are assigned are in private practice and are committed to represent all clients vigorously and fearlessly. A message from the Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
Now the news. The performance of the next Commissioner of Police will be regularly scrutinized as part of terms of employment. National Security Minister Robert Montague says he has asked the Police Services Commission to ensure that, among other things, a performance agreement is included in the employment contract offered to the new commissioner.
A contract that has some things in it. It must be performance-based. There must be a performance agreement. And therefore, it cannot be business as usual. It is going to be business unusual.
Minister Montague says the new police commissioner will be expected to outline strategies to curtail crime. Meanwhile, the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, is reporting that in 2016, over 750 persons were arrested for murder. Addressing the annual JCF devotional exercise Tuesday morning, National Security Minister Robert Montague said this represents the highest number of arrests ever recorded for the crime in a single year. The minister notes several other successes for 2016.
The Jamaica Constabulary Force can be justly proud. Last year, you picked up over 750 guns off the streets of Jamaica. We have a clear-up rate for murder of 58%. 3 years ago, it was 39%. We have arrested over 750 persons for murder, the highest amount ever in the history of Jamaica in 1 year.
Mr. Montague reaffirmed that the infrastructure of the JCF will be strengthened this year, noting that two maritime vessels and a surveillance plane will arrive on the island in short order to support border patrol activities. Labor and Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson is urging job seekers to ensure they are suitably qualified for the job market. Minister Robinson says it is critical in a globalized world for young people to equip themselves with the necessary education and training to take advantage of job opportunities.
Let me use this opportunity to urge job seekers to ensure that they are qualified and possess the certification to capitalize on these opportunities. You can't overemphasize certification.
Minister Robinson was speaking at the Labour Ministry's dispatch of the first set of farm workers to Canada for 2017. Under the Canadian Seasonal Agricultural Workers Program, about 375 Jamaican workers will leave the island Wednesday to work in and around Toronto. The program celebrated its 50th anniversary last November. And the standards for packaging and labeling of brown sugar in the local retail market will come into effect on July 1, 2017 for packers and on January 1, 2020 for producers and manufacturers. This was disclosed by Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda.
All sugar in commercial trade will need to be appropriately labeled to the required standards, and these are the Jamaican Standard Specification for Labeling of Prepackaged Foods, Jamaican Standard Specification for the Labeling of Commodities, Jamaican Standard Specification for the Labeling of Commodities Part 20, Labeling of Prepackaged Goods.
Minister Samuda says structures in the industry will be adjusted to better manage the trade of sugar. This includes the requirement that only approved entities will be allowed to buy and sell bulk sugar packaged in 50-kilogram bags, and that only registered entities will be allowed to repackage sugar into smaller 5-kilogram bags or less. The compulsory standards for packaging and labeling brown sugar was signed by Minister Samuda and gazetted December 30, 2016. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.